here up in Perek Memches Pasuk Yud. Perek Memches Pasuk Yud. Really Yud Aleph. I just want to go over one. I want to review Pasuk Yud. Testing. Fine, push it away. Push it away. You have to push it a little more. Thanks. We're up to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Really Yud Beis. I want to go over. I have purified you, but not v'chosef. B'charticha b'chur oni. So we explained this yesterday simply to mean that I have purified you not through a furnace, a kiln, that one purifies silver. In other words, I did not allow you to enter Gehenna. Instead, I purified you with Kuroni, with affliction, with gall. So we mentioned the Medrash that Hashem said to Avraham, after Avraham, whatever it means, sin, by asking Hashem, Hashem told Avraham Avin that you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham said to Hashem, how do I know? Hashem was not happy with this question. It was a lack of faith. So Hashem said, I give you a choice. Either your descendants will go to Gehenna, or they will suffer Golus. Which one do you prefer? Avraham said, we'll take Gehenna. Golus is too hard. So Hashem said, I disagree. I prefer it would be better for you, for your children, to go through Golus than to go through Gehenna. And that's really what it says here in this pasuk, that it needs rafticha, that Klal Yisrael needs purification. They need to be purged from their sins, from any minor imperfection. And there are two methods. There is kesef. That's when one takes silver and there are impurities. One puts it in a fire, and the fire removes the impurities from the silver. That would be equivalent to gehenim. And then there is bechur oni, and that is the fire of oni, of affliction, referring to galus. I don't know what it means. I don't know. It's a medrash. You have to understand it in context. I don't know exactly. So here is the same thing. Hashem says that I purified you with the core. Only I have not purified with the core of Kosef. I saw another idea. Another Hasidic Shavar is that every person that go through life, you have nisyonos. Some people are very wealthy and some very poor. Most people are somewhere in the middle. But there are people that have extreme wealth, and Rahman al-Istan, there are people that have extreme poverty. They struggle their whole life. And each one is a very difficult Nisayan. It's a very difficult how to deal with a life of poverty. And people who are extremely wealthy, I mean, most of us are not extremely wealthy, we don't understand, they also have Nisayanos. How to spend their money.
How to retain their wealth and how to properly
the money was given to them as a gift, and the desire of not to be abusive with the power of their wealth is also an assign. So I think most of us, the average person, each one is an assign. Poverty extremes, the extreme poverty, extreme wealth are both nisyonos. The average person will say, I'm willing to take the nisayon of extreme wealth. Much rather have that nisayon than have the nisayon of poverty to struggle. I mean, that's only natural. But the pasuk tells us, and this you see in the Baalei Musar, that's the way we think. But the truth is, it's a much greater nisayon. We're prone to fail. We're much more likely to fail with the nisayon of extreme wealth than the nisayon of poverty. Again, like I say, everyone says, don't worry, let me try. I remember many years ago, I read an article in the New York Times Magazine, the magazine section. They did a case study. It was a fascinating article, case study of, I think it was 20 people. They followed, what? The lottery winners. They studied, they followed them for, I think, at least 10 years. They actually studied them. This probably goes back from the 80s. I remember this article, it's probably a lot of talking in the mid-90s. They probably followed them from the time they won the lottery over a 10-15 year period of time. What happened? And every single person, they followed until they got their last check, every single person said that it was the biggest nightmare. That winning the lottery, all of my friends and family, they had very great expectations. I have a debt, I need a house, I have a child that needs help, I need this. Everyone all of a sudden expected the winners of the lottery, they should give them $50,000, $100,000. And they went, they just followed, it's a case study of 10, 15 people, over a 10-year period of time, every single person said it was the biggest nightmare, the biggest swim that ever, the worst thing that ever happened that I won the lottery. Now, even though we list, we read the article, we laugh, and we say to ourselves, yeah, don't worry, I'll be different. I'll be different. It won't happen to me. Okay, that's human nature, but here, that's what it says here in this pasuk, that's the Jewish of this pasuk. It's better when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to purify a person, Hashem needs to test a person, Hashem needs to bring upon a person nisyonos, to make him better, to cause him to grow spiritually. V'loy v'chosef, trust me, the Navi says, it's better to go through the nisyon, not that we have a choice between extreme wealth and extreme poverty. V'loy v'chosef, don't take that option of extreme wealth. B'charticha, I have tested you, b'chor oni, with poverty. Now, obviously, we don't want, in the middle of the road is always the best. I mean, Baruch Hashem, most people find themselves somewhere in the middle. But these two, that's the Musar, the Baal HaMus say this, and it says here in this Pasuk, that don't be Mekane, the big philanthropist, it's not so simple. Pasuk Yid Aleph, Lamani, Lamani Yaseh, Ki Eich, we did this really yesterday, Pasuk Yid Aleph, Lamani, Lamani Yaseh, I'm going to do this for my own sake. Hashem says that even though you're not deserving, that I allow you to return, that I rebuild the Bayis Sheni, you are not deserving. Nevertheless, I will do so for my sake. Ki Eich Yechol, how can I allow myself to be profane? Uchvodi Lacha Loyatin, I will not allow my honor to be given to another nation. The honor belongs to Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's where it's going to go. We already learned this yesterday, Pasuk Yid Beis. Shema Ela Yaakov, listen to the Yaakov, the Yisrael Mikoy Roy, and Yisrael, the ones who I call after. Mitzudos, let's see the Mitzvah Pasuk Yud Beis Mikoy Roy, Ki Aviv Korolo Yaakov, V'Hashem Kiro'o, I call him Yisrael. So he's referring here to a Medrash really, that Yaakov is Klal Yisrael, but that was the name that was given by his father, by Yitzchak called his son Yaakov because he held on to the heel of Esav, but Hashem changed the name of Yaakov to Yisrael. The Yisrael Mikorohi, the one that I have called. What am I telling you to listen? Ani hu, it is I. Ani Rishon Af, Ani Achron, I am the first, I am the last. Let's see the Mitzudos. Ani Rishon Kodim Bris Oilam Af, Ani Achron Achash Shetichlo Oilam. I existed before creation, and I will exist after this world comes to an end. We have no idea what that means. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Af Yodi Yosta Eretz, my hand has established the earth. Vimini, my right hand, Tipcha Shemaim, has laid out. Tefach. Tefach means a person's hand. Hand, the four fingers is a tefach. I have expanded the heaven. Koyre Ani Alehem, I have called to them, to both the heaven, to the earth and the heaven. Yamdu Yachdom, that they should stand together. It's a very interesting pasuk because a lot of the darshanim they learn from this pasuk that every time it says the word Yad in the Torah Stam, it refers to Hashem's left hand. And where do they get that from? This pasuk, because this pasuk there are two hands. There is Yodi and there is Vimini. Now you can simply say, well, it's not a kasha because we have it so often. There's so much poetic repetition, and they have the same word, and it means the same thing. So you likely try to say that the right is the parallel in this pasuk. We lay out the parallel. The right hand is also called yad. However, others say you should not say that because there are two different things here being created. There is the earth, gashmius, and there is Shemayim, which represents Ruchnius. And being that there are two different words being used to describe the earth and the heaven, Ruchnius and Gashmius, the left is associated with Gashmius, and the right is associated with Ruchnius. So again, the pause, Af Yodi Yost Eretz, Eshtas Lamo, on the right, in Hashem's right hand, was an Eshtas, was Torah. Torah is Ruchnius. Torah has come from Shomayim, from the heavens. So, Af Yodi Yost Eretz, my left hand has created the earth, Gashmius. Bimini Tifcha Shomayim, my right hand has created the heavens. And what's the purpose of creation? The synthesis of Ruchnius with Gashmius. If the Shbaruch only wanted there to be Ruchnius, he would not have created this world. He would create Neshamos, and we would go to Gan Eden, and we would do whatever needs to be done in heaven. The fact that the Shbaruch put us in this world, he blew the Neshama into the earth. There has to be the synthesis of Gashmius with Ruchnius, and where the Ruchnius prevails over the Gashmius, and that's what it says here. Korei ani alem, I have called to them both, to the heaven and the earth. Ya'amdu yachdav. The purpose of creation is both of these. Both these shall function together. Pasuk Yudalid. Yikavtsu kulchem ushmo. Hashem is addressing Klal Yisrael. Gather together, all of you. Ushmo. And listen. Nivohem higires eile. Who among you have heard, have spoken these words? Hashem, we'll read the Mitzvot in one moment. Hashem ahevo, Hashem loves him. Yase chefsoi. Now he's referring here to Koresh. Who among you have I spoken all of these words, these prophecies, Hashem Ahivo, concerning the fact that Hashem loves him? Who is him? Koresh. Koresh Melech Paras. Hashem loves him. Yaseh Chefzoi. Bevavel. He will do Hashem's will against Bavel. Uzra'o Kastim. And his might against the Kastim. Koresh, together with his partner Modai, the nation of Modai will conquer and destroy the nation of Bavel, who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and allow the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk, let's look at the Mitzvah Stav in Pasuk Gidal. Hikavtsu, he'osvu v'shamu amorai, gather together and listen to my words. Mi v'chem o'ivdei ha'pesel, is there anyone among you who worship idols? Yuchol l'hagid es he'omu l'mata, are able to predict the future. Now we're going to see the psukim that he's going to mention further in this parak. Are there any ones that are able, Higidus Eila, to predict the future? Again, this returns to a theme that we've had already so many times in the last couple of parakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaks, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. There is no truth in idols. They have no power to predict the future. This is a thing. We don't normally think of it in these terms. We think of idols as being able to do good for you. Here, the theme of Avodah Zarah, verse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is predicting the future. Hashem Ahevo, Shashem Oyev Lezeh Shiyaseh Chefso B'Bavel V'Zehu Koresh. And this refers to Koresh, Uzra'o V'Choyzek Zar Yaseh B'Kasim. So now we go back to the Pasuk from Otam Yudalit, Yikavsu V'Kulcham Shamu. Listen, he's addressing the entire world. Mivohem higid es ela. Is there anyone among the entire world who believes in idols that can speak, that can predict, can tell us about what will happen in the future, the same way I, Yeshaya, can predict these future events? Which events am I referring to? I'm referring to what's going to happen in 180 years from now, where this individual Koresh will come upon the scene and will conquer Bavel. Hashem Ahivo, Yaseh Chefsoi Bivavel. He will do Hashem's will against Bavel, Uzroi Kastim, and will reveal his might, will conquer the mighty Bavel, also called the Kastim. Pasuk Tezvav, Ani Dibarti, Af Kirosiv, Hashem, it is I that has spoken. Af Kirosiv, I have called him. I have predicted, I have called out that he should come into this world. Havi Osiv, I have brought him into this world. V'yitzliach darko, and I will cause his way to be successful. Pasuk Tezayin, Kirvu Eli Shemuzos, come close to me and listen to this. Loi Merosh B'Seis Dibarti. This is a classic pasuk. Hashem did not give the Torah in secret. We already spoke about this at least twice. All other nations, all other religions, all came into the beginning where a single prophet claims that God came to him and spoke to him. By Klal Yisrael, that's nonsense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to every single member of Klal Yisrael, Shishim Riboyed Matan Torah. It was no secret. There are no need for witnesses. Everyone was a witness to the event of Matan Torah. Loi Meirosh B'Seser Dibarti, when I gave her at the very beginning, I did not do so in secret. May Ace Hayosa Sham Ani, from the time that you were there, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Ani, it was I who was present. The Atah now Hashem Elokim Shalochani, Verucho Hashem has sent me. The Rucho and his spirit. Let's read the words of the Metzudos and maybe Rashi. So the Metzudos learns refers more to Sancheriv. Let's say Shimuzos, Helmulamato, Lo Mirosh, Ratzalaimas. So according to the Metzudos, he's learning very simply referring to Sancheriv. Ratzalaimar, Mapele Sancheriv, Shahisa Rishoina Lo. The first fulfillment of my prophecy was Sancheriv. Lo di bartia bese se elabogolo ki me es hoisa xera hi hoisa sham le kabel hanavua venisvasma al yoda. Yeshaya speaking, I predicted the fall of Sancheriv. It was no secret. I let everyone know as soon as this xera was decreed by Kadosh Baruch Hu that Sancheriv and his soldiers would die. I revealed this and it was not a secret. And then the next, the ata. And now he goes on in the next words of the Metzudos. Hine ata shulchani Hashem malachoi rotzulaymar al yidei malachoi bo olai hanvu liashmi oid chadoshos v'hi mapolis bavla. Now I'm coming you. I'm telling you now new things that are going to happen in the future concerning the nation of Bavel. Bavel will rise and destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and then it will be destroyed by Koresh. Over here, Rashi learns the pasuk very simply, not in reference to Matan Torah. I told you that in reference to that's the Medrash. That's really what Rashi says. But according to the Metzudos, we're referring here specifically that Yeshaya is reviewing. Believe me when I tell you events about the future, because I have already established my credentials. I predicted the fall of Sancheriv. It wasn't a secret. I let it be known to you. And therefore, now, Hashem Elokim Shulachani Verucho, Hashem has sent me. Verucho and the spirit of Hashem is within me, is coming to you to reveal to you what I'm about to tell you about the fall of Babel that will occur in 180 years. Okay, let's see. Rashi Dibre Maschel Ani Pasik Tes. Let's go to Pasik. Let us read the whole Rashi over here. Pasik Tes Vav Ani Galti Yisrael Mitzrayim. So here, according to Rashi, referring to not to Sancheriv, referring to the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It is I. The same way I redeem Klal Yisrael from the past from Mitzrayim, I will redeem you from Golus of Edom. After Rosiv, I've called you to Koresh. I've called to Koresh. Hashem Ahevo Li Yisrael. Now, according to the Rashi, he's going back above to Pasik, to the Pasik Vashem Ahevo, goes all the way back. Where were those words? Vashem Ahivo, Pasik Yudalit, refers to Yisrael, Avkirasiv li Avraham, Ukriyazu, Loshen Gidul, greatness, Lios Mikoroi, Kmoele, Kirue Hueda, the ones that are the Chashuvim of the assembly. Pasik Tezayin, Me'es Hayos Hashamani, Me'idun, the Isparshu Amaya, Mid Chalti Tamon Ano Krive Liarva Mavuan Lepulchani. According to Targum, I from the very beginning have inspired Avraham Avinu. That's a and the Atah. Let's go to the next Rashi. There's a long Rashi here. Next Rashi. The Atah now. Hashem Elokim Shulchani V'Nuchoi Amar Navi Uchein Hashem Elokim Shulchani. That's what I told you before. That was a reference before that referring to Matan Torah. All of the Nevi'im were at Sinai. The Isay Shalochani Lahanavi Aleihem. The af loshen ze yeshno ir of the varm below mirosh says the barti amr shchinim es hayosa sham ani oimer hanavi the yesh lifter shlo hayu iruve the varm. And then he goes on to say, I didn't really prepare this Rashi, so I'll just leave that for now. But basically, according to we have, I think here in total to explain these psukim, three approaches. According to the Metzudos, we're referring to Sancheriv. I predicted the events that happened in the past, and therefore, believe me when I tell you what's going to happen in the future. According to Rashi, Rashi quotes two, there are basically two Mahalchim in Rashi. One is from the Medrash, and one is from the Targum. From the Targum's approach is referring to Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the very beginning, Meirosh, I inspired Avraham to follow in my ways and to serve me and to be a nation to produce the Am HaNifra. And according to the Medrash that Rashi quotes, it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu to Matan Torah. Three approaches to explain this pasuk. Who is?
If it says that the neshama of Aaron is single pet, Yehudim was in the Sinai, and I have found only him also. Every single of the neshama of the Jewish people were
at Har Sinai, Matan Torah. Well, Chazal said that about Gerim. They said that about Gerim, and they said that about over here, Rashi says that they said about the Nevi'im, were all present by Matan Torah, but it doesn't necessarily say every Neshama in the future was there. Okay, whatever that means. But we have over here three Mahalachim, so one more time the Pasuk, Zayin Kivu Elai, come close to me, Shem Uzos, Lo Mirosh, Shem Uzos, Dibarati, I did not speak to you, was not a secret. Either Sancheriv was not a secret, or by Avraham Avinu, it wasn't a secret, I inspired him, or by Matan Torah, it was not a secret, it was done begilui. And now Yishai says, Hashem has sent me to tell you the following new message. What's the new message? Pasuk Yudzayin, Koyama Hashem, Goy Alcha, Kedosh Shosos Hashem, you redeem the Holy of Yisrael, Ani Hashem Lokecha, Milametcha Lehoyil. I teach you for your benefit. Everything that I teach you is for your good. It's not to cause you harm. Madrichecha, the Derech Telech, I guide you on which road one shall go. Lu hikshafto l'mitzvos, if only you will listen to my commandments. If you'll only listen to me, you'll be extremely successful. Vihi chanohar shlomecha, your peace will flow like a river. Vitzitkoscha kigale hayom, and your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea. Vayihi chachol zarecha, your children, your offspring will be numerous like the sand of this, like the sand. Vitzetzoei me'echa, and that which comes forth from your bowels, kim osav, will be me'echa kim osav loshen me'ayim. It's another word which means from your beten. It two words vitzetzoei. Me'echa kim osaf. Those two words mean the same thing. Those that come from your beten, from your womb. Two words which mean the same thing. Lo yikares, will never be cut off. Velo yishame, will never be destroyed. Shmo milufonai, their name will not be destroyed before me. Pasuk chaf, tzu mi bavel, leave bavel. Here is the scary pasuk. Well, this whole nevuah is telling them, don't be afraid to go to Eretz Yisrael. Leave Bavel. Birchu mikastim. Run away from the kastim. Bekol rina. And ascend to Eretz Yisrael with a joyous voice. Hagidu hashmi uzos. Go out and make this known. Hotzi uha ad ketzei haaretz. Make this, bring forth this proclamation to the ends of the earth. Imru, and speak up and say, Goal Hashem Avdo Yaakov, Hashem has redeemed his servant Yaakov. This refers to the calling of Koresh. This was the great failure that we mentioned yesterday, that Koresh gave permission to the Jewish people at this point in time to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael failed to take advantage. Only 43,000 people went to Eretz Yisrael. The vast majority remained in Babel. They did not listen to the words of Yeshaya that were spoken 180 years ago. Yeshaya, 180 years ago, told them, this is going to happen. There's going to be a Churban in 125 years. Nebuchadnezzar will rise to power. He'll destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But do not worry. 70 years later, he will be destroyed by Madai, by Paras. Koresh will be the Oyhavi, the one that I love. He will allow you to return. Return! And don't be afraid. If you're going to return, you'll be blessed with peace. The peace will be like a river, a flowing river. And your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea. And your children will be numerous as the sand of the seashore. And all you have to do is listen to my command. Su'u mi bavel, birchu mi kastim, and go to Eretz Yisrael with simcha. Don't complain. Kol rina hagidu v'ashmi zois, make this known. Hotziu ad kitzaretz, bring forth this proclamation to the ends of the earth. Hashem now wants to be mekabetz to Golios from all four corners of the earth. Imru, and speak up and say, Goal Hashem avdo Yaakov, the gula has come. But chaf aleph, V'lo, and if you'll do this, V'lo yitzamu b'choravos, and don't worry, even though it's a long trip, you're not going to get thirsty. It's a long hard trip. Hashem will provide miracles. There will be wells and there will be springs all along the road to Eretz Yisrael. You will not have thirst along the road, along the trip to Eretz Yisrael. Holy Cham, Hashem will guide you. Mayim Yitzur, with water. Mayim Yitzur, His Olamo. When Hashem will guide you, Holy Cham means guidance. When Hashem guides you, let's see what it says in the Mitzvot. Lo yitzamu, lo yitzmu b'derech im ki yoylech hasam b'mukam v'scharvos v'shmamos ki yatif lohem mayim enatzur v'yimsu l'ravos tzim oinam. When Hashem ha'ilicham will guide you, mayim yitzur his lama. Water from a rock, He will bring forth lamo to them, to the Jewish people. V'yifka tzur, rocks will break open. By Yazuvu Moyim, and water will flow. In the hot desert, water will flow. There will be miracles that will accompany the Jewish people as they return to Eretz Yisrael. Now, many Midrashim tell us that that was meant to be. The miracles that were supposed to happen to Bnei Yisrael when they returned from the Golus of Babel to Eretz Yisrael were meant to be greater than the miracles we experienced when we left Mitzrayim going into Eretz Yisrael. Why then did those miracles not happen? Because we were not so excited. Only a small number of people took up Hashem's offer to return to Eretz Yisrael. But what happened? We failed. And therefore Hashem says, you don't want to do so? You want to sit in Bavel? Ein shalom omar Hashem l'rishon. There is no peace to the wicked. According to Rav Schwab explains this to mean that after this instruction, Yeshai is saying, but I know what's going to happen. I know you. You're stubborn. This goes back to the very beginning of the parak. I'll speak to you, I'll tell you what to do, but you have a stiff neck, you have a brazen forehead, you have sinews of barzel. You're not going to listen to me. And therefore you're going to stay in Babel. And what's going to happen in Babel? I'm warning you, you're not going to have bracha. You're not going to have peace. You're going to be considered in the eyes of Hashem as wicked people. Ein shalom omar Hashem lo rishon.
So the Jews are called.
Yes, that's according to Rav Schwab. Yeah, after
all. Is that what it says in the
Mitzvah? Let's know. So Mitzvah says no. Let's see. Ein shalom zos hatoiva tiel yisrael avol habablim. So according to the Mitzvah, according to the Pashm Shanas, know that this Rishon is referring to the Babylonians. They are going to be destroyed. Kirish going to wipe them out. Lo habablim harishon ein shalom is no peace. Amar Hashem aleihem chomer lezeh yishlach kirish as yisrael me'agoyla. They will send Koresh. Hashem is sending Koresh to conquer the Babylonians. The Babylonians will be destroyed. The Yashmin is the Bablim, Kichain, Gezer, Simakum. That is the Gezer of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Bablim shall be destroyed. So according to the simple interpretation, the Rishon referred to the Babylonians, they're going to be destroyed by Koresh. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is instructing Jewish people, they shall return to Eretz Yisrael, and they will have great peace, like Nahor Shlomecha. Rav Schwab, he takes a very great license, a very harsh approach to interpret this.
Sheyarif is one thing, but
Yerushalayim
is another.
Okay, as you have to see what he says, that's Inachnami. He takes the high road. It's very frightening. Okay, it's very frightening. A lot of analogies, a lot of the religious Zionists. You have to listen to a lot of the tapes in the car. A lot of the religious Zionists, they draw very striking parallels between this 18-year period and the middle of the 20th century, only 60, 70 years ago, when after Eretz Yisrael was established, the ability to go to Eretz Yisrael to return to make Aliyah, and you compare the numbers, the percentage-wise, how many Jews made Aliyah at the time of those 18 years, when Koresh gave permission to the numbers of Jews that made Aliyah after the establishment of the State of Israel, it's frightening. But over here, Oy Havi simply refers to Koresh. He was doing Hashem's bidding that Klal Yisrael should take up the calling, listen to the call they are calling, and return to Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, the whole theme of this parak from the beginning is 18 years. He's predicting this in 180 years from now. Listen to me. And write down what I'm telling you. And when this happens, you know that I'm correct. I've proven myself to you three times. With Ritzin and Pechav and Amalio, with with the Aseres HaShvatim and with Sancheirev, so you know that whatever I say is emes. So listen to me when I tell you that when the opportunity presents itself in 180 years to return to Eretz Yisrael, do it. And if you'll do it, you'll receive enormous bracha. You'll experience miracles that are greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim. Your peace will flow like a river. Your children will be numerous like the sand. But I know what's going to happen. You're not going to listen to me. Because you're stubborn. You're stubborn people. You're not going to listen to me. Okay, that concludes this parable. Stop here.